All in the Ring, we back with another video. Still the producer, Doughboy Bush. What's good, my bro, man? What's good, my brother? NBA season, bro.
Yes, sir.
It's already started. Right, it's already started. So we're trying to get all these NBA teams done. It's a lot of them, you know what I'm saying? It's like 30 teams, you know what I'm saying? So we're trying to knock all these out. We did finish all the Eastern Conference teams of our NBA season preview. Please go check those out. We're now working on the Western Conference. Even though we're like a game or two in, we're going to try to finish these all before like each team hits like 3-4 games. We should be done in like 2 days, next 2 days. Definitely. So we're going to knock these out for y'all real quick. But if this is your first time to our channel, please hit that sub button, like, comment, subscribe. Let us know what you think about the topic today, which is the San Antonio Spurs, man. Now, this is a really interesting team,
especially
watching them last night beat the Dallas Mavericks in the season opener.
Convincingly,
and Wemby went bonkers, bro.
Sure did.
The way he was putting that ball on the floor, I mean, 7-4. Look, playing like a guard is crazy. I'm talking like crossovers, like spin moves, fade away. I'm like, what is going on? This dude is a reptilian. What's going on? This dude crazy. No, but Wemby's really good. Now, I ain't going to lie to y'all. Y'all know this, you know, the hometown team is the Sacramento Kings, man. You know what I'm saying? So De'Aaron Fox is over there. I'm not hating. I like Wemby, but like the way De'Aaron Fox went over there, man, some of y'all have different views on that. Some of y'all think it was a Kings organization. Some of y'all think it was De'Aaron Fox. Some of y'all are kind of like in between. It was both. To me, I feel like that whole thing was more driven by De'Aaron Fox just wanting to get up out of here, and he wanted to be disruptive, a la Jimmy Butler in Miami, but just in a different way. Clutch Sports, y'all know how they move. You know what I mean? So I just felt like that whole thing, I don't really feel like it was on, but it was so easy to put. It was almost like handed to him on a platter, that whole like, dysfunctional organization, Sacramento Kings. That whole excuse is just handed to him on a platter. It was so easy to use in the media and for the narrative. But he's now over there. He did not start the season. I believe he has a – what is his injury? I don't even know.
I have no clue.
I apologize to y'all. Can you look that up, please, real quick, while we're talking about him? But anyway, again, I feel like this is a really interesting team. Outside of that, outside of my bias against De'Aaron Fox, I do like this roster. You have De'Aaron Fox, Devin Vassell, Harrison Barnes, a veteran. You know what I'm saying? He's still playing very well, by the way. He didn't really have a good final season with the Kings, but he's over there filling that veteran role. He's over there hitting that three-point shot. He's rebounding. He's doing all the dirty work, and I know he's great for that locker room. So I like Harrison Barnes over there. Keldon Johnson, he's been there for a few years now. You know, he's productive. I like Kelly Olynyk as the backup. Of course, we got, you know, they drafted Dylan Harper.
Let's see
what he turns into, and he might be the reason why somebody like a De'Aaron Fox might be expendable. If somebody like Giannis Antetokounmpo wants a move,
yes sir,
you got De'Aaron Fox, who's making 37 mil. You know, you can make those salaries match up adding a couple players here and there. But hey, you know, now we're getting a little bit of ahead of ourselves. We're just talking about the beginning of the NBA season. You know what I'm saying? But we might got to come back to that for, you know, later on in a couple months. But no, Stephon Castle, Sochan, Julian Champagne, like him.
So they're
a pretty deep team, and I feel like they're well coached. You know, their head coach, he comes from that Mitch Johnson comes from that Popovich pedigree, that coaching lineage, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So and they made a statement game one, like I said, against Anthony Davis led Mavericks. You know, now again, you know, Kyrie Irving, he didn't start the season. Of course, he had the ACL injury. He's still recovering from that. He will be back later on the season. But you know, it was Cooper Flagg's debut, and Wemby completely overshadowed that. And I don't see how anybody's going to stop Wemby. If he keeps playing like that, he's going to be the MVP of the season.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Hands down.
Hands down. If he can keep that up, and I'm not saying keep it up by averaging 40 every night, but I'm just saying imposing his will on each game that way. You know what I mean? Making Definitely. The big shots in those moments, right? Having those highlights, breaking cats down, you know what I mean? Bringing them out into deep waters. And then, you know what I'm saying? How can you guard it? He can fade away. Especially, he can break you down. He can post you up. He can jump hook. He can but the reverse dunk across the baseline. I'm like, bro, what? So here's my thing. His body type, that's what scares me, though. His body type is the only thing that scares me. Can he stay healthy? I worry about his legs. I worry about his movement because he's so limber, but then he's so big and tall. It's like physically, you know what I'm saying? The law of physics say that, like, you really ain't supposed to be moving like that at that height. So, but I mean, again, but going back to this roster, I really like this roster, man. Dope Boy, what are your thoughts on the San Antonio Spurs this season? And then, you know, kind of talk about the roster. And then towards the end of the video, we can talk about our expectations for the team and where we see them as far as, you know, and all that goes. But what are your thoughts on the roster?
So to answer your question with De'Aaron Fox, he is out with a torn ligament in his thumb. So he had surgery on that. So that's the reason why he's Yeah, thumb injury. They said he's day to day, though. They thought he was going to go ahead and play this next game, but I guess not. So you have De'Aaron Fox, which came over in last year's trade. Mm. That was an added piece for the San Antonio Spurs. I didn't like the move per se because you already had Castle over there, and so
and now you got Dylan, and now you got Dylan Harper,
and then you just drafted.
Let's be
Harper,
real. So it was like I hate to interrupt you, but you just said you said something that I was already thinking, and now you're kind of segueing into it. Like I don't know how you connected in my mind the way you just did.
Brothers,
do they need De'Aaron Fox,
Stephon Castle, Dylan Harper? You know, and I didn't
Devin Vassell.
I didn't see the reason why they traded Solchan, Fox last
Champagny.
Right.
And don't get me wrong.
What was the purpose of trading for him last year?
I think what it was. Well, here's the thing, right? And I heard somebody say this. I forgot who it was. I wish I remember the name. But when San Antonio got that pick, and they already knew, like, because I was like, oh, they're gonna get Ace Bailey. They were like, nah,
right.
San Antonio, they're going Dylan Harper. And I think maybe Shams said it, or like Brian Windhorst, they said like way before the draft even came, they were set on Dylan Harper. And I heard that had they known they were going to get Harper that in that spot, they might not have moved forward with that trade with Dan Fry. I don't know how true that is, but now is it a little crowded? Because when you have a Dylan Harper, what was he, the number two pick, right?
Yeah.
Sure. You gotta play him. You can't just sit him behind De'Aaron Fox. Now, is he the backup point maybe right now? You know, Castle starting, right? So yes, but then Castle, you got Devin Vassell. So somebody's coming off the bench. You know, when De'Aaron comes back.
Castle is starting, yeah.
But I don't know, man. We'll see. We'll see. Because again, that contract
is hefty.
It's hefty, but it's also it can also be a piece to where if you need a bigger piece like a Giannis, right?
Giannis, okay.
Because if you have Wimby and Giannis, come on. Okay, so because like here's the thing, right? Because if you're the Bucks, right, and you're thinking about trading Giannis and you want to get some value back, De'Aaron Fox is not a terrible.
No, he's
like
not.
Is he Giannis level? Not. No, but that's not a terrible trade, you
and the
know.
Cool part about it, and then Fox does not have a no trade clause in his contract, right? He doesn't have one.
That
of those,
I don't
correct?
Know. I doubt it though. I don't think so.
Yeah, I think right. Okay, because he would.
Say you package up. I'm looking at the salaries right here. Say you package up like a De'Aaron Fox, a Solchan, and like three picks for Giannis. The Bucks because if you're trying to rebuild, you get a good point guard back. You get Jeremy Solchan, who's, you know, hard-nosed guy, you know, not the best talent in the world, but 6'8", 230. He can, you know, he can kind of play a little bit of point forward, rebound, play defense. I mean, I'm just kind of, you know, just throwing something out there right now.
Throwing some options out there. Yeah,
but no, I don't know. Definitely. I don't know. But, yeah, continue.
I like the way this roster looks right now.
I do, too.
They're young. There's going to be a lot of ups and downs throughout the season, you know, especially 82 games.
Yeah.
You have a healthy Wembanyama right now, which I hope he can go ahead and play at least.
I hope he can stay healthy, man.
Good,
we don't get the blood clot.
Good 70, right? Yeah, that blood clot. Yeah. So I'm hoping he can be able to go ahead and play and sustain through, not saying 82 games, but at least 65 to 70. I know that he got a lot of work. If I'm not mistaken, if what I was watching on ESPN, I think he went over and got some work with Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yes, he did. And Kevin Garnett.
And Kevin Garnett. So when you add those two elements of getting help from and adding that to a player who's 7'4",
man.
And can move.
And can do everything. He can do everything on the basketball court pretty much.
Do you understand how lethal that is?
Mm.
Now, you did make a great point. The size pause of him and his weight, it scares me too as well, mm-hmm. because it takes just one wrong move.
Yep.
You know, whether it be your ankle, your knee.
And I heard somebody else say that too. And I kind of feel like we're all like hoping that doesn't happen. Like, damn, like, but we know that body type. It's like, oh, yeah. Just fall. They said he did a lot of strength.
I hope strength.
Well, you have to
this offseason yeah. to get stronger. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at his size, can he bang with the likes of Joker? You know, can he bang with the likes? I know Embiid, you know, I know he's had a down couple years due to injury. But can he bang with some of these heavyweight centers that are in the league who can go ahead and give you the business just as well as you can? You know what I mean? Mm. So,
yeah, because don't get me wrong. I saw AD make a couple moves on him, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? On the other side when he was on the AD was looking cool, too. AD looked nice.
He looked nice last night. But I'm not going to lie to you. Wembanyama gave both him and Derek Lively the business both these guys fouled out.
Yeah.
Fouled out.
Yeah.
Because they had no answer for him as far as stopping him down in that low block or when he was doing the pick and pop or when he was going ahead and pump faking and going to the rim, you know. So my thing is that you stay with a healthy Wembanyama. You got Dylan Harper. You got Stephon Castle. You definitely got De'Aaron Fox. You know, I don't know. It's like when you look at this team,
mm-hmm,
right,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure out who is the captain and who's this team on. Who's this team belong to?
Wimby.
Does it belong? Okay. This
Wimby team.
It can't belong to De'Aaron Fox, I feel like.
No.
So is Fox okay with taking the back seat?
This is Wimby's team.
Right. So it's Wimby's team, but is Fox okay with taking the back seat?
What do you mean is he okay with taking the...
Listen, I'm about to talk to you about this.
He gonna have to be. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
he ain't got no choice.
But I'm about to say this.
Okay.
You're taking the back seat to Wembanyama as being the sole head honcho, El Capitan of the San Antonio Spurs team, right?
Mm-hmm.
De'Aaron Fox is used to being that go-to guy, that number one guy in Sacramento.
I think De'Aaron.
Now you have.
I think he.
Now you have.
When he requested to go there, I think he knew. I'm not 1A. Because if you couldn't be 1A, here's my thing about De'Aaron Fox, right? And I don't mean to harp on this dude, but remember I kept saying this. The example I have for De'Aaron Fox, we just saw last season Shai Gilgeous-Alexander take a small market OKC, Oklahoma City Thunder team to the NBA Finals. He won season MVP. He won the NBA Finals MVP. Went Clippers crazy. There was a point in time to where we looked at De'Aaron Fox and was comparable to a guy like that. You know what I'm saying? So definitely. That was my whole issue with him. I'm like, yo, wait a minute. I still say that De'Aaron Fox had a better supporting cast in Sacramento with Keegan, with Sabonis, with Monk. I'm taking those guys over Aaron Wiggins. I'm taking those guys over Hartenstein. I'm taking those, you know what I'm saying? Like, I am like, so then it's like, they were number one in the West, went to the NBA Finals. Yeah, De'Aaron Fox, you couldn't get these guys to like fourth with that roster. You're supposed to be that type of dude for, you know what I'm saying? So I just felt like once he saw it, I feel like he didn't want the pressure. And I've heard people say this, he didn't want the pressure of having that on him. And again, it's easy to blame coaching. It's easy to blame Vivek. It's easy to blame the franchise, the history of it. Oh, they never won anything. It was just so easy to do that instead of looking in the mirror and be like, why are we not winning games? I should be better. Because how many times, we just saw it last night and we saw it today. Tuesday night, excuse me. Mm-hmm. Shai Gilgeous scored like 14 points in the last quarter and took his team OT and they won the game. That's what I'm saying. When willing your team to a win and be like, nah, we're not losing. He didn't have that in him.
Right.
Back to my main point to that, mm-hmm. you know, and I want you to kind of piggyback with that or whatever you have to say. I feel like there was a point in time to where people looked at De'Aaron Fox and was waiting for him to be that or at least mm-hmm. some type of version of that. And he just never got there. So now, back to your point about San Antonio, I think he went there knowing that, okay, I see this guy, Victor Wembanyama, over there. He could be probably the best player in the league in the next year or two. Might be this year.
Right.
So let me just kind of be like his Robin. I'll be Robin to his right. Batman. You know what I mean? And I think he went there knowing that with the intention of that. I don't think he wanted to be right. the guy. So that's kind of what I was saying.
Well, yeah, to piggyback off what you're saying too as well. I've been said this. I know I caught a lot of slack with a lot of Kings fans or a lot of, you know, De'Aaron Fox fans. De'Aaron Fox just does not have that dog leadership.
And that's
been saying that for
years. That's pretty much what I was saying. Know? Yeah.
And so,
but we thought he did. That's some. You see what I'm saying?
Right,
we
thought, right.
It's like it's different. We expected you and thought you were that dude, and we figure out you're not.
We did.
That's like, damn, right. for real? You ain't that dude?
You like, could have been, but you just.
But you didn't want it enough.
Pulling it.
Yeah, you didn't want it enough
by yourself to go ahead and do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So my thing to come back around to what I was saying is that, okay, you got there. Devin Vassell was there. Stephon Castle was there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. De'Aaron Fox comes over here in the trade last year. Then somehow the San Antonio Spurs end up going to get their guy in Dylan Harper.
Mm-hmm.
So with you looking at the situation now in De'Aaron Fox's mind, like how can you compete or how can you get minutes when you have these young pieces that are here too as well who can help this team out?
And you're making the most money on the team right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Do you start De'Aaron Fox?
Oh yeah, he's making about 40 million. They signed him to that extension. He got like five. What did they sign this dude to? Something crazy. He's getting his bag.
Crazy, I know. Yeah, yeah.
So that means they believe in him. Future trade asset for a guy like Giannis.
Future trade. Well, I mean, it could be a future trade asset now because of what they got back in return for the draft.
He better. So I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna tell you what.
Dylan Harper in that draft. Oh, you're fair game now.
I'm gonna tell you what. He better come back quick. Because if he's out for like 5-6 games and they go 5-0
and they mess, it's like, and they mesh well, bruh.
You look at the books, why? Like 40 mil.
It's like, well, why would you want to mess up the why would you mess up the chemistry right. too as well though?
And you can free
these young,
you can maybe get some other players that you may need. Like I don't know, yeah, I don't know,
definitely
I don't know.
But outside of that, I like what I seen last night.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the way that team played together. They did not allow the immature moment get to them. Like, okay, we're down by five. I think it was like 2 minutes left in the game. Sorry, not down by five.
That shows good coaching.
Getting up.
That reflects good coaching.
And then staying up, though. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because Dallas is not no terrible team. You know what I mean? For you to go ahead and go out here and really put your stamp on it and continue to keep applying pressure throughout the whole game.
Steph Curry, my bad.
Yeah, I seen that. Yeah. So to allow him to put, you know, a stamp on the game, most teams that are young, they tend to lax and be like, okay, well, we're up by 20. No way they're going to go ahead and come back. You know what I mean? So my thing is that they didn't allow the moment to not mess with them.
Mm.
They allowed, still capitalized on it, still applied pressure on Dallas, and still came out with a win. I'm going to go ahead and watch the next game with these young cats.
I'm going to keep my eye on them.
I'm definitely interested in seeing how they're going to go ahead and play and how they're going to go ahead and keep this young core meshing well. Like you said, they got Sochan over there. You got Kelly Olynyk. You know, you got Luke Kornet now. You know, I don't know if Luke Kornet was there last year.
He was with Boston.
Boston, okay. Then you got Harrison Barnes, who's a veteran, who's won, you know what I'm saying, a championship, to go ahead and add a little bit of veteranship or leadership, should I say, to that team. I like this team, man, and to go going forward, I would definitely say if this team sticks together and can weather the you know, the losing, but still be able to go ahead and win and be a productive team and be better than what they were last year. They only won 34 games. They were two or three games away, or 34. They were 7 games away from playing game. They had Dallas right there. That was at 39 wins, I think. Mm-hmm. So you had San Antonio at 34. So if you can stay healthy, this goes to what I was saying as far as this might be a team that can go ahead and supply some folks, yep. and shock some folks.
Yeah, I'm with you. Playoffs. I'm with you. No, do we both agree that they're a playoff team? What do you think?
Yes, I think they are. I know it's gonna be hard because they're so young. And they're gonna have to figure out how to weather through those.
The only thing they gotta figure out is how to be consistent. Learning how to win consistently. Again, young team, but you do got some vets over there in Harrison Barnes. Yes. You got Fox, who's a veteran, but he hasn't really won a lot, so I don't know how much. You got
Kelly Olynyk, who's another veteran.
You got Kelly, who's been around the league. You know what I mean? Yeah. Luke Kornet won a championship with Boston. So,
yes, with Boston. Yes.
I mean, you got some guys in that locker room who kind of know, you know, how to do some things, right?
Right.
I'm not going to say playoffs for sure, but I do think they'll I don't think they're going to be like a bottom seed in the standings or like a bottom feeder team. I think they're going to be competing for a playoff spot. I'll say that. I think that's what I'll say. They're going to be competing for a playoff spot.
I think so too as well.
And I'll be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. That's not a team that, like, say they get eighth or seventh.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a team you want to play if you're like Houston or like an OKC or even Denver. Like,
not at all.
Because don't let that 7-8 seed sneak in there and start feeling confident and get game one, get game two, a la Indiana Pacers. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's really what was catalyst behind that Pacers run. The confidence. Oh, yeah. They felt like,
yes.
Once you get that, you don't got to be better than the other team.
No.
Now you're just willing your way to wins. And so that's what I'm saying. If they get in, they might could surprise some, teams and, like, you know, really.
Do not be surprised if they do make a deadline trade in February.
I don't think they would do it yet. I think if you're talking about De'Aaron Fox, right? I'm assuming. I'm thinking next season. I'm thinking next season that might be a conversation depending on where this team is, depending on how. And again, say De'Aaron Fox is out again, right? Let's be honest. He's been known. I won't say he's injury prone, but he's been known to have little nagging things here and there, a knee, an ankle. He's out 7 games, right? Let him go out and on those little spurts of little injuries here and there, and they still look good. And they still
you're
look
expendable
good.
At
now,
that point.
Exactly. Now they're kind of looking like, man, why are we paying this guy $40 million? And we feel like maybe we can get somebody in here. Like, again, I don't think Giannis is going to want to stay out there. Think about it. And we didn't talk about this with Milwaukee, but for a second conversation, because San Antonio was one of the teams we kept hearing about, he might want to go to. Where else would Giannis go? I heard Warriors, Knicks, San Antonio, Miami. If you want to win, I don't think you're going to Miami, to be real.
No.
Knicks would have to gut that roster, so it wouldn't look the same. It wouldn't be like, now if you just place him with these guys here, but they would have to gut that roster.
Right.
Warriors, like that who would they give up? They
can do it.
The money wouldn't match up. The money, though. But the money.
Yeah.